country. He'll meet with prominent Jewish donors, and then he'll address the Israeli-American Council. The Dow closed up more than 500 points. This is ABC News. Police say human remains were found inside the SUV, which crashed through a fence and into a pipeline valve in Deer Park, Texas, causing an explosion and days-long blaze. Now that the fire is smaller, police say they'll be able to reach the vehicle. Identification will take time. Europe is in the red, but the union's chief is vowing to keep helping Ukraine.
European Commission President von der Leyen announcing the package in Brussels.
This includes 60 million euros in humanitarian aid for shelter and heaters, for example, and it includes around 100 million euros for repair works and renewables.
Controversially, 100 million of that will come from the proceeds of frozen Russian assets in Europe. It will be the third winter of the war and arguably the bleakest. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The National Marine Fisheries Service, a federal agency, says it's opened an investigation into RFK's cutting the head off a deer. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com. And get ready for the workday.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
The final night market of the year is coming up Friday in Richland Center. Join the Greater Richland Area Chamber Night Market at the Richland Center Depot, 397 West Seminary, from 4:30 until 8:30. Enjoy live music by Logan Ballant. Shop from local vendors. Grab a bite from delicious food trucks and experience a night full of community fun. It's the perfect way to kick off your weekend. So bring your family and friends and join the excitement at the night market this Friday in Richland Center.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Partly to mostly cloudy, or scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. A few could be heavy, low 62. Partly cloudy and quite warm tomorrow, high 83. And mostly clear and quiet tomorrow night with a low of 55. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 80 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
This Friday and Saturday, the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show has it all. A parade, the midway, food, and the tradesman band Saturday night. This message is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Richland County Directory, and TriStar Gifts and more. Join the fun and tradition this weekend in Viola.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Everyone, and welcome to High School Sports from WRCO. Tonight we have soccer action featured on the radio, Richland Center hosting River Valley, and we have the call for you coming up here. It's the Hornets home opener, and they're always good battle against longtime rival River Valley. Welcome to the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show here on a Thursday night from WRCO Sports.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. Tonight's soccer schedule includes Reedsburg at Fort Atkinson, lots of matches in the Madison area, and River Valley Richland Center meeting in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. That is coming up a little bit later on here tonight. Volleyball matches, first of all in the SWAL, Mineral Point is at Riverdale and Boscobel at Iowa Grant. It's a match tonight for Fenimore at Darlington and Cuba City at Southwestern. In the Southwest Conference, Platteville is at Prairie du Chien. Both Richland Center and River Valley are on the road. The Hornets are at Lancaster at River Valley with a tough match at Dodgeville. Platteville is playing at Prairie du Chien. In the Ridge and Valley tonight, Kickapoo at Ithaca. Weston visits Lafarge Youth Initiative. Seneca at North Crawford. And DeSoto plays at Wazika Steuben. Still to come, we'll talk to the head coaches as we get toward soccer time tonight. Richland Center and River Valley from WRCO Sports.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The 5-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
kick off fall with savings this week at All American Do It Center. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one absolutely free. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Save 50% on a steel leaf rake, now only $17.49, or save $20 on a quick set satin nickel entry level set, now $44.99. Tackle all the savings now through the 22nd at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Joining us on WRCO is Corey Schmidt, coach of the River Valley Blackhawks soccer team. Corey, how's the season been going so far?
You know, we had a very front-loaded schedule. So we went up and did our private school tournament kind of to start off our season. We played 4 games in 26 hours. So, you know, it was kind of a rough go. We dropped 3, tied 1, but there's a lot of very, very solid schools, and I thought the boys performed well and really gutted it out and, you know, played a lot of soccer in a very short period of time. So it was a fun way to start the season, and, you know, we're building on that.
You had a 2-2 tie with Dodge Point on Tuesday, and how did things go in that one?
You know, it's kind of a wild game. It always is with Dodge, though. They're, you know, very physical. They play a bit more of a man versus zone game, so it was something we needed to adjust to. You know, I thought we played well. It was a physical game. It was a few yellow cards, a red card. You know, it always is with them, but, you know, we honestly hoped to come away with the win, but it was a good game. The boys had fun. You know, what more can you ask for?
Going to be another warm one. You know, we've been having some warm weather lately. Do you take some steps, trying to drink plenty of fluid during the day to kind of offset cramps and things like that?
Yeah, no, we preach it a lot. Just say if you wait until game time to drink, it is too late. So just keep drinking water all day. You know, I just try and keep everybody fresh. The guys all know that if they're, you know, if they're kind of hurting a bit and they need to get a drink, to just, you know, put their hand up, call for a sub. We'll get somebody in there, get them a quick drink, and get them back out there. You know, so far we've played quite a bit in the heat, and we've had pretty good luck. No serious issues, so hopefully that stays true tonight.
What sticks out is you look at the scouting report and see the Hornets for the first time on the schedule.
Well, you know, we play them quite a bit. We play with them in the wintertime in futsal. We kind of know each other really well, so we know what to expect. We know they have some pretty creative guys that are can be tough in the attack, so we're just going to have to really keep everything in front of us and, you know, play solid soccer.
Who do you look at as your leaders this year, Corey?
My definite leaders are two seniors, Drew Fredette and Isaac Dybert, are definitely the leaders on this team. Just two very, very tough, skilled guys that, you know, you're going to get their best every game. So they're kind of the guys. They're not overly vocal, but everybody kind of follows their cues. And, you know, great, great guys. Lucky to have them.
And let's talk about your defense. Who leads that? Your stopper and your sweeper. Can you talk about them for us?
So Jesse and Will are my two. We play a three-back, so they're my two kind of senior experienced guys, and they, you know, they're both great in the air, aggressive guys, good on the ball. You know, they make smart plays, and they, you know, we have a young keeper this year, so they kind of help him out. They help him, you know, to communicate to him and let him know what, you know, what we're up to. So. Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm a lucky guy. I've got some really great guys in key positions.
What about the conference? Who do you see as the conference champion this year?
Boy, Platteville's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough out. You know, they always are. But we played them in the spring season in club, and we got them there. But it's always going to be an interesting game. Murphy is a very, very talented player, so he's always going to be hard to keep down. And I kind of expect to see Platteville contending. You know, we hope to give them a run, but they're going to be a tough team for sure.
Well, I know you've established a real good tradition there at River Valley, and I had to think about your girls program. Your girls made a nice playoff run last year. Does that kind of help keep things in perspective and keep that tradition alive?
Yeah, it's been really cool. So Todd Dybert and I started coaching together going way back to like U8, U9 years, and you know, here we are down the road, and he's the varsity girls coach, and I'm the varsity boys coach. So we're both very involved. You know, both his boys are on my team this year. I work with quite a few of the girls, you know, just through lots of different River Valley soccer activities. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch them kind of make a run and come very, very close to going to state. I think they were like 12 minutes away from going to state and just kind of lost it right at the end. But yeah, it's been really, really cool. Very, very fun to kind of see the whole program, both sides having success and making a lot of really great things happen.
Awesome. We look forward to seeing the Blackhawks for the first time tonight. Good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You bet. That's Corey Schmidt joining us on tonight's pregame show.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the Back to School Supply Drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Tom Stadler joins us, Richland Center soccer coach. Tom, the team had a nice win over Mauston on Monday. Was that kind of just what you needed?
The timing couldn't have been any better for us, Phil. We were due for a win, and it was the right kind of win going into our conference matchup with River Valley this evening.
You have some big things planned for tonight's match, don't you?
Well, we do, in that we would like a victory. It's our season opener at home, and we have varsity at 7 o'clock and JV at 5 o'clock.
And you're going to be honoring the seniors, and is this a special night for parents or anything like that?
No, it is not, actually. So our senior night will be against Dodgeville, and so this is not a themed night for us.
All right. The key is just to play well against River Valley. What do you know about them, Tom?
Well, River Valley is a pass-heavy team, and their physicality is a little lower than years past, and so we're hoping that our speed and agility can get in between those passes.
Tell me about some of the highlights so far for the team.
So far for the team, we have grown in size once again this year. So new to the team is Pietro Mariucci from Italy and Hugo Grusselin from Belgium. Both of these players are exchange students that are bringing great tactics to our game.
It sounds like you're getting some help from the underclass as well. Do you have some younger guys that are helping out the cause?
Absolutely. I'd like to name Cody Pauls and Connor Stoltz as two freshman players who are getting some varsity minutes with us. And with a team of 34 players, to be playing varsity as a freshman means you have the skills.
When you look at the conference, obviously you're not out of anything, but you got to start kind of controlling your own destiny a little bit, don't you?
That's right, Phil. Tonight against River Valley, we really need to pull off a victory, and so that's what we're shaping up to do.
And right now, as you look at things you got to improve on the most, where do you think that would be?
Oh, I think our first touch and our passing patterns need to improve a little bit. We've been working hard in practice at those things, and I'm excited tonight to unveil our improvements.
Who's playing a keeper for you?
We have Grayson Banker in goal with Caleb Federle as our reserve.
Good to have that experience back. Grayson, I know, played well for you last year.
Absolutely. Grayson is fantastic in the goal. Mason Jelenic at sweeper is also very hard to get around. So we have two seniors at the back there at the goal and the sweeper. That helps a lot.
Is the team pretty healthy right now, Tom?
We are. We've been injury-free due to a FIFA 11 warm-up that we gained. And so far, injuries have been low. Let's hope that continues.
Sounds good. Good luck tonight against River Valley.
Thank you, Phil.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Richland Center High School of Vitus Rib Field, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's high school soccer matchup. They moved up the start time for tonight's match with impending weather and rain. Some of the predictors saying rain around 8:15 or so tonight. So trying to get things in a little earlier. So they did cut down the time of the junior varsity match, and Richland Center was a winner in that contest, 1-0. The match completed just a little bit ago. So they'll get the starting lineups introduced and get some time on the clock here, and we'll get the varsity competition going here very shortly this evening. River Valley comes in with a record of 2-4-2. Well, Richland Center's record entering tonight is 1-5-1. And both teams have had some opportunities to play in some tournaments and test themselves. I know Corey Schmidt talked about River Valley and some of its tournament expertise. The Hornets involved in the always tough Bigfoot Invitational that happened a couple of weeks back, and during that time, able to see some teams they probably won't see again, Lake Mills and Bigfoot Williams Bay among them that day. They've also faced off against Lodi, Wisconsin Heights, Barneveld, and then the conference matches against Dodgeville Mineral Point, which they lost to them by a score of 1-0, and to Platteville Lancaster, in which they fell by a score of 3-1. On the other side, River Valley in the tournament, the Central Wisconsin Christian Invite, and playing four matches in a 26-hour span. So they did keep busy. They did also beat Mauston, as Richland Center did, and they played Belleville Sugar River. That was a 3-0 loss before a 4-1 defeat, pretty impressively, against Reedsburg. That was last Thursday. And then most recently, the 2-2 tie with Dodgeville Mineral Point. Now they have the match with Richland Center, and then followed by Prairie du Chien and Platteville Lancaster. So some key conference matchups here for both squads. We're going to go through and shake hands, and we'll have more about tonight's match in just a moment as we'll introduce you to the players that will kick off shortly. You're listening to High School Soccer Tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. For the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Tonight's national anthem prior to match time here tonight at Avitus Rip Field. And now the starting lineups, they'll be introduced to the folks that have gathered and are gathering here. Again, we've moved up the start time a little bit for the action tonight. Here is the starting lineup. Starting in as keeper, Dylan Perry, number one, a sophomore for River Valley. Number two, Will Kaltenberg, their center back. Number two is a senior. Also starting tonight, number four, Christian Cooper, a junior wingback. Jesse Santelven is playing the midfield and is a junior. Number six is Drew Fredette, a forward, a senior. Ron Osborne, number seven, is a midfielder and a junior. Number eight, Isaac Dibert. Number eight, as mentioned, he is a midfielder and is a senior. Devlin Kruger is wearing number 10 and is a senior at wingback. Cameron Lilla, number 12. Sophomore wingback, Jameson Ridge, number 13, a junior midfielder, and number 18, James Dibert, a freshman forward tonight starting for the River Valley Blackhawks, and Coach Corey Schmidt assisted by Jim Ridge and Avery Radu. And now on the Richland Center side, we go to their starters, starting with their keeper, Grayson Banker, number 40. He is a senior. Also starting tonight, senior Ethan Gauld, he is wearing number one. Number five, Mason Jelenic, starting at sweeper. He is a senior. Garrison Weiss, a senior, number seven. Carter Nelson, number nine, is a senior. And also number 11, Ronaldo Hernandez, who is a senior. Gustavo Zalea Cano is a senior. And Giovanni Cerna getting a start tonight. Damon Garcia, a senior. Jack Stanley, number 25, rounds out the starting lineup for the Richland Center Hornets, who start mostly seniors here this evening for the contest. Richland Center in its orange and black, River Valley in the white with black lettering. In fact, River Valley has quite a bit of blue on its warm-ups and some of its shirts and everything, but the customary River Valley school colors out as they take the field here tonight at Richland Center High School. The officiating crew going over a few last tidbits. They'll get into position, and we have kickoff coming up right around the bend. This is high school soccer from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Each team with some final comments from their coaches, and they're headed to the field here tonight. River Valley will kick off. They're going from our left to our right here in the first half. Richland Center, our right to our left. And 40 minutes on the big clock here at Avitus Rip Field as we get set for the action. The ball on the field, on the turf. And they're making sure that the timer is right, making sure that Tom Stadler has his sombrero on just right and tight. And we're just about set to go here tonight. The Hornets with Banker in the net, and on the other side, Perry in the net for the River Valley Blackhawks. Awaiting the final whistle before we start. And there we go. Starting time right at 6:30 as they had advised, and here we go. The ball goes to the back line, and now River Valley is going to pass it up along the near side. Taking it on a header is Williams, brings it off to the nice side, and it's going to be Divert and knocked out of bounds. Off of River Valley, it'll be Richland Center with possession. Ethan Gauld will get the throw in here on the stadium side of the field. Gauld steps in and gives a toss up toward the middle, cruising through across the midline. Now played by Damon Garcia. Garcia dumps it off right side. Hornets have a little dive. Oh, they've got it going. They've got Weiss on the lead pass. He takes a shot, and it is played by the keeper. Right away, 20 seconds into the contest, the Hornets got an open look. And a beautiful pass from Giovanni Cerna to Garrison Weiss. Here is the goal kick. It's going to bounce and maybe aided by the wind a little bit. It goes about three-quarter length of the field, and the Hornets have to defend that. Coming on strong was Drew Fredette, and the Hornets defend it and take it back across midfield. Now Gauld tries a header. Cerna on the near side keeps it inside the touchline. Passes off now to Garcia. Garcia now spinning, keeping it live. Going to the left side, now the ball is knocked down by the River Valley defense, and it sails out of bounds. It will be Richland Center possession, and they're in good field position here tonight. Giovanni Cerna will get the throw in as the ball comes from the stadium side. Richland Center will dump it to the backside. Garcia looking, fires it up the middle, knocked down by River Valley again. River Valley clears it out with a booming kick out near the mid-flag, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. It will belong to Richland Center. So Perry puts a toe into it, but the Hornets will get it back. Cano will get it in bounds, goes off to Cerna, hugging the line. Now he'll fire across the lane. Hornets might get another look quickly, and they're going to chase it down near the goal line, defended by River Valley, and the Blackhawks, with a smooth play, drive it out of bounds. Devlin Kruger, one of the wingbacks, caught up with that ball, and parallel to the goal line, drives it out of bounds. Hornets get a throw in just north of the corner flag, and it's pounced on and then driven out of bounds by River Valley. Throw in now by the Hornets. River Valley takes over possession, and the Hornets work it now to Hernandez, and River Valley defends it out of bounds again. Hernandez will throw it in this time. Ball headed now by Cerna. Down to the corner, Weiss. Pops up the kick. Now River Valley drives it out, and the Blackhawks trying to get from their back against the wall and get a little breathing room. Pass to the near side, and dribbling is Cameron Lilla. Lilla drops it off left side. Fredette is there. Lilla keeps it in bounds. Nice dribble job. Fires it up now on the run. It's Isaac Divert. Divert has it cleaned out of bounds by the Hornet defense. Well played. It will be River Valley ball, though, in good field position. And right away, the Blackhawks are going to bring in a substitute. So a brief timeout before the Hornets throw it in here from the stadium side. Gavin Abbott now into the lineup for River Valley. Here comes the throw in, fielded by the Blackhawks down around the goal line. Fredette turns in. Tough shot, River Valley. Oh, bounces off the post and now cleaned out by Jelinek across the goal line. That happened so quickly, I was not expecting it, but the ball got loose, and it was shot by James Divert. It bounced off of the post and then came back. So it will result in the first corner kick of the night. River Valley will do the honors started here from the stadium side. And the kicker will be Jameson Rich. Here's the kick. Leaves it right in front of the net. It's bicycle style back toward the Hornet goalie. Knocked down and then free ball. And here comes the ball to the right side. Hornets kick it out of bounds in defense. And it will be a River Valley ball again. Hawks trying to keep at it. Jameson Ridge with the throw in. Drops it in short. Hornets defend it out of bounds. Played by Cannell. And let's see. The ball people kind of nowhere to be seen, so varsity players got to chase it down. It rolls a long ways on this track. All right, here we go. Throw in by River Valley. There's a collision on the out-of-bounds line. It's out of bounds. It will belong to River Valley. Defended strongly by Cerna, and again, Jameson Ridge will start it in play. Ridge drives it down toward the goal, knocked down by Banker, and gets it. He's on his fingertips. He went out and got it, and now is going to bowl it up toward the midfield line. Fielded by the Hornets, and Richland Center dropping it into position now. Garcia in the midfield area takes a turn, turns left, tries to drive it home. It's going to be knocked down by the Hornets and pushed toward the out-of-bounds line. Matucci, Italian exchange student, into the lineup now, number 29. Hornets working strong now, getting it downfield, covering a lot of green grass. Inside the box, there is a push, and it's going to be against Richland Center as the ball goes down. Hornets had an opportunity there. Closely watched, did not go offsides, but Damon Garcia, the last one there, and penalty is called, so it goes back to the Blackhawks, and it will be a kick coming up. So the sweeper will take it out for River Valley. No score of the contest. Hornets had a close miss, a real good shot on goal to start out here tonight, but nothing extremely close, as close as that was. I guess River Valley did have a shot on goal. I take that back. That hit the bar. So we're even on shots on goal at one apiece. Ball goes to the left side. Richland Center steals it along the touch line near the bench, and they'll work it in play, looking to work it toward the center. And it's going to be knocked down and defended by River Valley, and penalty is called. So it'll be a dead ball right inside the touchline, and the Hornets will put it in play. Three men congregate right near the top of the box. The kick will come from the far side, a few yards north of the bench, and here we go. Hornets getting the just get a chance for a header right in front of the goal. There, the ball is going to carry over. Going to be marked, and River Valley brings it along the touch line, and they'll clear it upfield. Here's Drew Fredette turning in, gives it back to the defense, and River Valley trying to patiently get it toward the midfield. Cano steals it away for the Hornets, taken back by River Valley. They'll keep it in play along the stadium side and along the near side. Driving, dribbling the ball is Cameron Lilla, tries to lead Fredette, and the ball is going to be deflected by the Hornets. Banker comes out and has to hurry, kicks the ball up near the midfield line. Header by Osborne of River Valley, and can't control it. It goes out of bounds near the River Valley bench. No score in the contest. About 8 minutes into it here tonight at Avitus Rip Field. Richland Center will throw it in. The Hornets have had a little bit more chance on offense. Harrison Weiss tries a header, keeps it in bounds. River Valley takes it away around the midfield play, and now the Blackhawks are going to drive it along the left side. They're on the drive. They've got something going. Far side near the corner flag, and it's taken away by the Hornets. Now taken back by the Hawks. They've got to have a look. Here goes the centering pass, driven down by the Hornet defense and up near midfield. Hornets clear it out temporarily. River Valley in hot pursuit. The Hornets trying to cross midfield with a pass. Short pass now to Garcia. Garcia turns in, looks left. It's going to be knocked down by River Valley and back to Cameron Lilla, who is going to be patrolling this near side. Fires it back to Fredette in the middle. Now the Hornets take it away. Short pass, left side, Ethan Gall fighting for position. Gall gives it back to Cerna. Giovanni now with a long pass, crossing pattern. He's going to get a one-hopper in front of the forward, and he's going to get a little bit of a push on it, but not much for Hernandez. It's fielded by the keeper, Perry. So well set up play by the Hornets, but nothing to show. Perry drives a long pass near side, and it leads the intended receiver out of bounds. So Richland Center will get a throw in. Gauld tosses it in. Hornets go the short route towards Serna. Giovanni on the near side tries to keep it in play and does. Now turns in Garcia trying to thread the needle with a shot. It's deflected briefly. Hornets coming after it, and now they'll give a quick pass. Shot wide to the left of the bar and out of bounds across the goal line. Hornets had it set up really well. Some good unselfish play and good passing, which Coach Stadler says they pride themselves on. That one a near miss. So River Valley will get it back on a goal kick. We are nearing the 10-minute mark of the first half. 40-minute halves. No ties in regulation or regular season soccer anymore. It used to be. It's been a few nights out in case of darkness where games were called many years ago at North Park. We played a couple of marathons there. River Valley brings it across the midfield line. Drives it left side, knocked down by Richland Center and toward the scorer's table. Kept in bounds, and the Hawks turn in. They're going to give it back to their keeper, Dylan Perry, who will now enforce some defense. Gives a short pass to Osborne, crossing pattern to the right. Hornets knock it down at midfield and now take it. Serna with his back to the goal now turns left side looking for Weiss. Knocked down by River Valley, and they'll work it toward the midfield line. The Blackhawks going to try to thread it over the top of the defense, and the Hornets will catch up. Mason Jelinek and company there to enforce. And now a long drive by Banker is going to hop one on the near side, and River Valley touched it last. It will be Richland center ball. Pass comes in play. Giovanni Serna exchanging with Cano. Serna and Cano, and now they're going to look for someone a little bit further upfield, and River Valley is there to take control. Serna back to Saperstein, and Eli keeps it in bounds for the Blackhawks. Back to Fredette. Fredette crosses the midfield line. Nice tackle. Ball rolls loose, and the Hawks will have it. Dead ball just across the midfield line. No score in the contest. We have 29 minutes remaining in the first half here at RCHS. Action sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters and engineered by Mr. Timothy. Long kick from midfield for River Valley. It's going to be taken on the catch by Banker. Now we'll bowl it out. The wind, a little bit of a factor on some of those really high kicks here this evening. Out near midfield, Osborne for River Valley has it deflected, and Hernandez tightropes the sidelines, keeps it in bounds, turns back in, and right into the path of River Valley, the Blackhawks will take over. Fredette turns in, drives it left side. Dibert, the intended receiver. James handling it, gives it back to the outside. River Valley trying to inch a little closer. Fredette and Dibert. Defended by the Hornets. Weiss drives it up and out of bounds. There is a trip. River Valley will have the ball. Dead ball on the just outside the, or inside the touch line, right by the River Valley bench. So the Hornet D will line up. Azatucci with the midfield play. Also, we see Dorian Anderson in trying to defend for the Hornets. Here's a kick by River Valley. Centering pass, a header down near the goal and picked up by Grayson Banker. Banker is also a kicker on the Richland Center football team. Piles this one, and it really gets some air. Takes off and rolls all the way to the other end. It's going to be picked up by the River Valley keeper, Dylan Perry. Truthfully, had he not been there, that ball probably would have kept walking. Might have got toward the goal. Ball up in the air again. Affected a bit by the wind. Rolls out of bounds. It will be a throw-in for Richland Center. Ethan Gauld goes out. Coming in is Connor Stoltz, who is a freshman. And here comes the throw-in by Mason Jelinek. Mason throws it in. Header now by River Valley. They cross the midfield line. Now a cutting pass to Fredette. Fredette cuts in. Now tries to get it to the middle. Defended by Garrison Weiss and driven across the goal line. That'll result in the second corner kick of the night for the River Valley Blackhawks. It will come from the near side. And everybody gets into position now. Blackhawks number 13, Jamison Ridge, will start it in play. bit of a wind in his face out. It's a crosswind across the field. Here's a high kick. Going to be right on top of the box there. Kaltenberg tries a header. Missed, and Saperstein backs him up. River Valley trying to pound it inside the box. Going to be taken now by Richland Center up near midfield. And Garrison Weiss booms it over the RV defense. There's a foot race on the near side. Connor Stoltz gets around one of the defenders. Tries to tackle. No. Stoltz gets around it. So does the ball. And it's picked up by Dylan Perry, the keeper for River Valley. Perry rolls it off to Settle then. Ball up near midfield. Stolen at close range by the Hornets. Serna working it near side. Hornets turn in. Short pass left side. Knocked down by River Valley. Going far side now. Garrison Weiss keeps it in play for the Hornets. He'll try a long shot, and the ball goes just wide to the right on the try by Ronaldo Kevin Hernandez. It did go across the goal line, and it may have been touched by River Valley. It looks like it was. So the Hornets will get their first corner kick of the contest. 15 minutes in here, scoreless at RCHS. Hornets will start it in motion. They have several right around the front of the net. Here's a header try in front of the net. Missed. Weiss got a handle on it. Now it's going to be passed back to Cano, and Gustavo drives it through the goalposts and out of bounds. Let's take time out. Scoreless here at RCHS between Richland Center and River Valley. High school boys soccer tonight from WRCO Sports.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Scoreless here at Richland Center High School between River Valley and Richland Center. They always seem to get into spirited matchups. Centelbaum is going to pass it up to the left side for River Valley, starting it in play to Fredette. And there is a whistle and a dead ball right near the midfield flag. River Valley will have the kick, and we'll get it started again. The Hornets fall back on the defensive side now. Led by Mason Zelenik in the middle. Everybody else lining up and taking a player. And Will Kaltenberg will start it in play with a hand up. And here's the kick of the dead ball. It's going to angle near the top of the defense. And Jelena keeps it in bounds and now out of bounds off the Hornets. So the Hornets pooch it out of bounds. And River Valley will try again from the near side. Blackhawks trying to keep everybody fresh. Bringing in a couple of more substitutes. The throw-in will come from Jamison Ridge. Ridge looking in. Devlin Kruger back in the lineup. Gets the pass right away. Ridge gets it back to the near side. Lost it out of bounds. But it was off of Stoltz, it looks like, the Hornets. So River Valley will try it again. Here's a quick throw-in. Header try by Devlin Kruger. Ball goes back to the left side. Jamison Ridge centering. And now River Valley is going to pull the trigger from a long way away. And it goes angling left. Out of bounds for Gavin Davidson. Be a goal kick for the Hornets. And Grayson Banker, who just happens to have a spare near the side of the net. That ball wound up long ways away after the kick by River Valley. Short kick, and the Hornets bring it in play. Turning up is Damon Garcia. Garcia gives it back now to Kruger. Kruger on the left side can't control it. Goes out of bounds. It will belong to the River Valley Blackhawks, who are spending a little bit more time on the attack. Here's a throw-in. It's going to go into really no man's land, and Mason Zelenik comes out to greet it. Header try gives it back to Garcia. Garcia goes left side, gets across midfield with a quick pass, and the River Valley defense will catch up. Ball goes back to Gavin Abbott. Abbott left side Fires now up to Drew Fredette, crossing midfield. Fredette stops, gives it left side. Hawks angling about 40 yards away from the goal. Garrison Weiss in hot pursuit. And now River Valley angles it down to the far corner flag. They stay in bounds. There's a tackle. Ball rolls loose, and we may have an injury. It looks like one of the Hawks stayed down after a bit of a collision, and the whistle sounds. Injury time stops the clock momentarily. And I think we're going to see a yellow card. Yellow card on one of the Hornets on the play, our first of the contest. So a quick time for the Hornets to hustle someone back in. It's a dead ball, and River Valley will have the ball about 20 yards north of the corner flag. Here's a quick pass, and there's an angling shot up and out of bounds for Ron Osborne of River Valley. So the Hornets will have the ball again. We near about the halfway point of the first half. We are scoreless here in high school soccer. They're mentioning rain on the way. Weather.com says storms may not arrive until around 8:30 now, according to weather watcher Tim Thede. Pass comes in the middle, and now here's a shot by River Valley, and it's going to roll slowly and get across the goal line. It'll be a Richland Center goal kick. So the keeper, Grayson Banker, will bring it out, and the Hornets will start anew. Short pass now to Jelinek. He'll pop it up near the midfield line, and this one angles out of bounds. River Valley will take over. Devlin Kruger with the throw-in, angles it down to Drew Fredette. Fredette down to the corner, punched out of bounds by Gustavo Canel of the Hornets, and River Valley will start it in play. It's a throw-in near the corner flag, I believe, depending on where it went out of bounds. Officials determining that, but it appears it will be a throw-in near the corner flag. River Valley on the near side with 19 minutes remaining in the first half. Here's the approach, and Kruger throws it in short range. Gets it back himself, now drives, header by Jelinek, drives it back near the near side. River Valley back on the attack, quick pass to Dybert, and now punched by Richland Center up near midfield, and Kevin Hernandez steps left. It's knocked down by the Blackhawks, and they're going to start on the angle, going right side to Kruger, punched away by the Hornets up near midfield, and River Valley cleans it out defensively, out of bounds. Gavin Abbott catches up with it. Giovanni Cerna takes over for Richland Center. Cerna tosses it in, looking for Stoltz coming along the near side, gets away from one tackler, knocked down by River Valley, and then there is a ball, and the ball is knocked down, and so is a River Valley player. So we'll have stoppage of play, and the pass comes from a dead ball for River Valley. No card on that one. Pretty good contact once again, and both players all right. We're going to start anew. 18 minutes remaining in the first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update coming up at halftime tonight. We'll talk high school sport news, including week number 5 of the high school American football season. Here's the pass to the right side. Hornets quickly breaking it down, getting inside the defense, trying to get a shot. Ball knocked down, pushed left side by River Valley, and it angles out of bounds. Hornets will get it on a corner kick on a near quick look by Hernandez for Richland Center. So the Hornets will have it on the corner kick from the far side. Everybody else lining up now. So tying the shoelace is Hernandez. We'll put it in play. There was a flag football game here tonight as well. Lots of cars at the Richland Center Sports Complex. Some of them just leaving now. All right, corner kick for the Hornets from the far side. There's the start. Ball low to the ground and does not make it in front of the net. In fact, hits the bar outside of the bar and goes across the goal line. So it will be River Valley with the ball. Under 17 minutes remaining here in the first half. Scoreless in area high school soccer tonight from WRCO. Tomorrow night's football game of the week, Ithaca at Cashton. In fact, that's one of the top games in this part of the state tomorrow night between a couple of longtime rivals, Bulldogs and Cashton, unbeaten in the conference. Ball comes up near midfield. Knocked down by River Valley. Now pushed by Richland Center in front of the net. Shot, goal for the Hornets. Nice shot. I believe that was Serta once again who got the shot, and the Hornets score one, and they go up by a score of 1-0 here in the contest. So that comes at 16-23 for Richland Center. Hornets get the goal, jump ahead 1-0, and action will resume in just a moment here. A jubilant group of Hornets getting the score, and they celebrate as they go back to midfield for the kickoff. Certainly some help in there from Cannell. Also, Giovanni Serna in the vicinity as well, and so the Hornets combine for a huge goal. Get the impression in this game that every goal is going to be hotly contested. I predicted a low-scoring contest coming in here tonight. The Hornets now on the left side, passing ball to the middle. Pass comes back to the left side. River Valley with the ball. Bringing it back to the midfield line. River Valley searching for someone near the out-of-bounds line. Turning in now is Erickson, and it's pushed out of bounds, and he lost it. It's going to be Stoltz with the ball for Richland Center near the mid-flag. He'll drop it in shortly. Pass goes to the left side. Catching up with it now the Blackhawks. Kaltenberg puts a charge into one, looking to the left side, getting it across midfield for Saperstein. And River Valley going to work. Hawks feeling a little bit motivated. Ball rolls back toward Dylan Perry, the keeper for River Valley, and he will take it. And the goalie will kick it off. Fires it up near midfield. Cano is there. Cano left side. Firing it off to the middle, and that one is knocked down and out of bounds, and it's a dead ball. It'll be Richland Center ball and a dead ball on a call against River Valley. Looks like possibly a handball. Nope. They're going to call it the other way. It's River Valley ball right at midfield. Dead ball, and the Hawks with the ball. Yes, 1-0 to score here in the contest at RCHS. They finally got the goal on the scoreboard. I was a little worried there for a moment that maybe something happened and they disallowed it, but no, it's on there now. 1-0, Richland Center leads. Pass comes near side. Hornets quick in transition. Get it quickly down left side. Serna was the intended man and got it right in front of the goalie, but it's taken by Dylan Perry of the River Valley Blackhawks. So some well-played action here tonight. Giovanni Serna and company, and the Hornets really on the attack, really doing a good job passing. That's probably one of the highlights here tonight. River Valley trying to equal that, put some good teamwork together as they pass the ball back to the middle. Looking out for the right side. Hornets take it away at close range. River Valley clears it out. Blackhawks trying to work it and get it across midfield. Thread the needle pass. Now they're going. Ball goes left side off to Divert. James is going to pop it up down near the goal and taken there by Grayson Banker. So the Hawks quick in transition. Get it down, and it's played by the Richland Center keeper. 13 minutes remaining here, just over 13 minutes in the first half. Hornets with the ball on the far side. They are tripped up. There's a call against River Valley, so the Blackhawks will give it up, and it's a dead ball. Richland Center will have the ball, and will start it in play. Perry awaits in goal. Center back Will Kaltenberg trying to protect it for River Valley, and Richland Center starts it again from the right side in front of the bench. Stepping up now is Serna. Will start it in play for the Hornets, forming a wall, the River Valley defense, and now here's a long booming kick by the Hornets right near the top of the box, knocked down by River Valley's defense, and they'll clean it out here on the stadium side. Working the ball up near midfield, knocked down at close range by Stoltz and out of bounds. River Valley will try it again. 1-0 Richland Center. We have about 12 and a half minutes remaining here in the first half. Excellent action going your way. Always is when these two teams meet. And tonight, certainly no exception. Blackhawks trying to knock it down from the Hornets as the ball is lifted inbounds by Stoltz. Knocked down, out of bounds. It will be Richland Center ball, and they'll exchange out of bounds, giving it to Giovanni Serna. Serna looking for Stoltz. popped up by the River Valley defense, and this one angles toward the out-of-bounds line. Out of play. Hornets will get it in play again. Pretty good field position. Gustavo Cano tosses it in play. Header by River Valley in front of the net. They're going to bring it out now, long range, out near midfield, and it's out of bounds off of the Blackhawks. Trying for Drew Fredette for a breakaway, and the flag points toward the Hornets again. Hornets marking well on defense, and here comes the pass inbounds. Cano gives it to Garcia. Garcia turns in, taken by River Valley, and they're going to gamble. Pass to the far side, Dibert. Dibert with a header, trying to get it beyond the Hornet defense, and there is Mr. Mason Jelinek. He is the enforcer, takes it away. Dibert in close pursuit. Jelinek pops it up now, taken away by River Valley Saperstein, and the Blackhawks.